Chapter 18. Terra, the Imperial Palace. The silence was as huge as the great scream had been. The scream had been the one response possible to the immensity of the moon's arrival. The silence was the one response possible to a few simple words. The earth did not shake, walls did not topple, yet it seemed to Vangarich that both events occurred with every syllable that came from the orc's mouth. Everything that the Imperium believed about the orcs was wrong. The mere existence of these new orcs, these ambassadors, was a blow whose implications were at least as great as the annihilation of the proletarian crusade. Here was proof that the military catastrophe was due to something more than brute power. The orcs had numbers, and they had technology, and at least some of them had now become a new thing. Before the dreadful wonder of an orc dictating terms in fluent Gothic, what response could there be except silence? What emotion other than despair? The orc had a name, Bezrak. His Gothic was guttural. It sounded like the evisceration of prey. But there was no hesitation. Vangarich realized, to his horror, that Bezrak spoke not as if he had learned the language of the Imperium, but as if it were his native tongue. The orc's expression was uncultured, but the fact that word even occurred to Vangarich was obscene. Bezrak spoke as if he had spawned from a deep underhive.
"The great beast has you by the guts," he said. "Struggle, you rip 'em out. Surrender, you get to keep 'em."
The silence stretched on. Bezrak looked around the great chamber.
"So?"
he asked.
"Give up or die. Choose."
The silence broke. The tears erupted with screams, curses, wails of defiance, and wails of despair. There were prayers to the God Emperor, and there were what sounded to Vangarich like treasonous pleas for mercy directed at the orcs. He tuned out the wider senatorum. He was surrounded by enough idiocy on the High Lord's dais. Mesrin turned on Tull.
"What have you done?"
he screamed at her.
"You have brought sacrilege into our midst. Holy terror is defiled."
"I didn't hear you voicing doubts earlier," she retorted.
She had regained some of her fire. She was in Mesring's face, giving no quarter, and standing with her back to the orcs, as if she could erase the reality of their presence in a contest of rage with the Ecclesiarch. Ekarth, Gibran, Sark, and Anwar surrounded Veriolt.
"Why are you silent?"
Gibran asked, his voice rasping with hysteria.
"Give the orders! Kill the abominations!" "The Lucifer Blacks outnumber them,"
Sark sounded no better.
"They aren't armed."
"And what does that tell you?"
said Veriolt. "That they're throwing our civilization in our face," Vangarich thought. The self-inflicted moral wound the Imperium would suffer if it acted with less sophistication than orcs would be a septic one. The master of the Astronomicon was not worried about such concerns.
"Kill them!" Sark screamed. "Kill them!"
Bezrak grinned at him.
"Bad plan, little bug."
Sark paled. He sank back to his seat, trembling. The Lucifer Black's rifles were still trained on the orcs. The troopers' faces were strained masks of hatred. They did not fire. Veriolt held up a hand, ensuring they did not.
"If we kill them, we sign our death warrants,"
he said. Udo sought refuge in bluster.
"We will not surrender," he shouted at Bezrak. "We will annihilate your foul race. You have sealed your doom by coming here. You have..."
He trailed off, seeking a greater curse.
"You will regret..."
he began again, and stopped again, held by Bezrak's gaze.
"I won't," he yelled. "We won't. You can't ever..."
He descended into an incoherence of defiance. He was pathetic, Vangarich thought. Before long, he wouldn't even be howling words. Kubik had advanced to the edge of the dais and was walking back and forth in front of the orcs. He leaned forward, his telescopic vision lenses extending towards the trio. He was speaking quickly to himself. Vangarich doubted the Fabricator General experienced emotion in a recognizable sense, but there was something very like excitement in the flood of auto-dictation and binary.
Not a clan. Specialized evolution is a defining characteristic of the Veridi Giganticus. An ambassador class? An ambassador species? That might be closer. Yes, yes, not learned behavior. Diplomatic skills as genetic trait? Unprecedented. Specimen collection will be needed. And the potential. If the Veridi are capable of this form of development, mutations on command, the possibilities are...
Where are your loyalties, priest of Mars?
Veritas asked. Kubik's neck twitched. He waved a multi-jointed hand, brushing away the irritation of the Inquisitor's voice. He chattered in cant, already lost again in his speculations.
Enough, then, Veritas said. Bear witness, father of mankind, he called out. I have tried, but they leave me no choice.
He stepped down from the dais. In his power armor, he was almost as wide as Bezrak's attendants. He brushed past the orcs and began the long walk out of the great chamber. Vangarich watched him go. When he dropped his eyes from Veritas's retreating figure, he met Bezrak's gaze. There he saw something that chilled him even more than the orcs' use of Gothic. Contempt. The two smaller orcs were amused. They were grinning their disdain for the shrieking puppets on the dais. Bezrak wasn't smiling. Vangarich didn't trust his ability to read orc physiognomy. He didn't want to trust it. He wanted to be wrong, because Bezrak's contempt appeared to be mixed with pity. And if that were true, what then? What then? Bezrak raised his staff and brought it down against the marble floor. The reverberation was the toll of war. It brought a momentary silence to the dais. The High Lords faced the reality of their disgusted foe.
Useless, Bezrak said. Worse than snotlings.
He looked at his fellows.
No reasoning with humans. Break 'em. Kill 'em. Eat 'em. That's good. Don't try to make them think. Can't be done.
He shrugged. He turned back to the High Lords.
Want to die, then? Last chance.
The 12 said nothing. Vangarich opened his mouth and found he also had nothing to say. He had almost responded to an impulse to save face before the orcs, and acting on that impulse would have been its own shame. And Udo was right in his idiot blathering. There would be no surrender. There could be no negotiation. Before the orc that spoke, there could be no words. Bezrak gave him a long look, then nodded.
So, die, he said.
He brought the staff down again with a slam of judgment. He stood still and quiet, the fearsome focus of the great chamber. Vangarich stared at the beast who had come to the heart of the Imperium and been repelled by the animals there. An orc had become the figure of dignity, and worst still, of majesty, in humanity's parliament. With all honor dead, how is it possible that the ground did not open up and swallow the palace? To Narcissus, Bezrak said,
Done here.
With Narcissus trailing them, the orcs turned their backs on the High Lords of Terror. In their wake, the new silence continued. It was deep and painful as a terminal wound. But it didn't last. Words like blood poured from it as the lords turned on each other again. We deserve it, Vangarich thought. The enormous, lethal, infinite foolishness of the human race shook the chamber and fell on his soul with the weight of a collapsing civilization. We deserve it, he thought again. He wasn't sure how long he stood there, staring at nothing, deafened by hopelessness, but he shook off the despair. He cast it away with a refrain. I will fight, he thought. I will fight. I will fight. He looked up. The orcs were gone. So was the point of the Senatorum. There was nothing he could do here. There was nothing anyone could do here. He wondered where Veritas had gone. He had taken 10 steps away from the dais when the explosion hit. It came from below. The floor of the great chamber shook and cracked. Tears collapsed. The Imperium's futile dignitaries tumbled over each other in a human cascade. Toxins competed with panicked screams. Vangarich ran towards the exit of the great chamber, where he saw Mikado yelling into a Vox handset. The captain looked up as Vangarich drew near. He lowered the Vox set. He was handling it as if it had bitten him.
"Is it the Orcs?" he asked.
Had they somehow inserted a bomb beneath the palace? Had he given them the opportunity to do so?
"No, Grandmaster," Mikado said. His voice was disbelieving. "It's the Eldar."